Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
AOC is a despicable human being, and so are her colleagues. As Democrats, majority of them vote nay or present or not voting on a resolution to honor Charlie Kirk. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on a Friday night. Look at me, here on a Friday and here on a Friday night. Huh? Huh? Come on. Come on. You know you're impressed. I know you are. It's all right. It's okay. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to tell me. But I do want to let you know that all the tickets for Jack Carr, the VIP, gone, baby, gone. So if you want to come, you better get your tickets now. 1210WPHT.com is where you go. 1210WPHT.com. But AOC is a despicable human being. I cannot stand her. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today. He's the man. I was texting with him earlier, actually, because, we were talking about some stuff, but he said your last several Fox News appearances have been great. I said, well, thanks, Doc. How's my smile look, most importantly? He said, smile looks good. That's what I like to hear. I want to play a little bit about what AOC said so you can understand how despicable she is. I played some of this earlier in the show, but you might just be getting out of work here on a Friday night. I'm excited for dinner, personally. I don't know about you, but I'm starving because it's that time of the show when I get really, really hungry. Big shout out to Ron and Loretta. Ran into them in Wegmans today. They come to our shows in Cape May. We'll be back there, of course, Halloween, October 31st, for our last show of the fall and first show of the fall. Look at that. Here is the despicable human being known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, squad leader, lying her butt off about Charlie Kirk.
Resolution only underscores the majority's by choosing to author this condemnation and honoring on a purely partisan basis, instead of uniting Congress in this tragedy with one of the many bipartisan options to condemn political violence and Kirk's murder, as we did with the late Melissa Hortman. Instead, the majority proceeded with a resolution that brings great pain to the millions of Americans who endured segregation, Jim Crow, and the legacy of bigotry today. We should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was.
Nah, I don't want to listen to her. I really do. It's very hard for me to listen to her lie like this. I'd rather play you a clip to show you who Charlie Kirk was. This is an amazing clip. And it was posted on Twitter by at the Milk Bar TV. Charlie Kirk shuts down a groiper. I don't know what that word means. I had to look it up. Who said that claiming to be American means to be white. I'm going to play this exchange because as AOC lies about Charlie Kirk and tries to make him out to be some sort of a racist, I want to play for you what who Charlie Kirk really was. No, it, I don't want not grouper, groiper, not stupid freaking groiper. Alt-right white nationalists, Christian nationalists led by Nick Fuentes. All right, so here, and Nick Fuentes savaged Charlie Kirk over this because he's a white nationalist. So let's hear the exchange. So it's about a minute and 50 seconds, Turning Point USA. Well worth hearing, especially in light of AOC's hideous condemnation of Charlie Kirk. Okay? This is who the man was. And I'm very, very glad that people are pushing back on the lies of AOC and others. Byron Donalds did it today. So did other people. I want you to listen to this. Okay?
I want to ask a question of you. What does it mean to be an American? Is it an idea or a history, a shared history, or is it a skin color?
Well, I mean, you could go back to the original founding fathers, the Immigration Act of, I believe it was...
What does it mean to be an American? Is it a skin color or something else?
So there's the current idea of what it means according to, you know, the Hartzeller Immigration Act and, you know, all this bullshit that you guys spew. But if you go back to the original founding fathers, they intended this to be a European nation for white men of good stock and character.
So can you show me, let me answer the question. Can you show me where in the United States Constitution it says that?
It wasn't in the Constitution.
It wasn't in the Constitution because they didn't believe it.
Boom. Boom.
You, sir, they did not put it in the United States Constitution. Let me answer another question. Let me ask you another question since you support. Allow him to have the mic. Let me ask you another question,
sir. The founding fathers wrote many other documents other than the United States Constitution, and they made it explicitly clear.
What does the phrase e pluribus unum mean? What does the phrase e pluribus unum mean?
Why is that relevant?
Because it was on every founding document and presidential seal from our founding, which means out of many, one. You, sir, and your ideology is not conservative. It is right-wing, identitarian. It has no place in the conservative movement, my friend. Get out of line. Get out of line. USA, 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 USA.
That sound like a racist to you? Does that sound like somebody who's a white nationalist to you? Does that sound like somebody who should not be honored by the House of Representatives today? Of course not. Of course not. That's who Charlie Kirk was. We all have to face getting called names if you're in this business, if you're in this industry. That's okay. The new one is now, you know, I'm advocating for less government. I'm advocating for less regulatory agencies. At one point, conservatives, we all were doing that. That was what we all believed and what we stood for. Somebody today on social media referred to me as the R word for special people because of my opinion on limiting the FCC, which I'm going to get into in the next segment, which in full disclosure, I had to pre-record because I was supposed to do Laura Ingraham's show tonight, and I don't think I'm doing Laura Ingraham's show tonight, but I thought I was, and I'd rather than take off and rather than get a guest host in, I wanted to just do it. But it's a good segment, and the audio quality is not great because I had to switch microphones, but that's okay. But I want to go into some detail on that with you. But well, I'm used to the name call. I got called names yesterday too, because if you advocate for, I guess now if you advocate for shutting down a government agency, a regulatory agency like the FCC, that's now considered to be liberal. I don't really understand that. I don't know how that works. At one point, we wanted to shut down the EPA, a lot of these three letter and four letter agencies. That's what we wanted to do. We believed that. We believed in reining in the executive branch. I think the overwhelming majority of us still do. But you get these idiots on social media who have like 300 followers, and they come at somebody like me, and sometimes I engage just because I'm bored. Which rarely am I bored. I mean, let's be honest, with three kids and a full-time job, even though Greg Stocker said I only work one day a week, Thank you, boss. But it is a full time job, and all I prep all day and then do the show, and then sometimes do other things like Fox News or not do Fox News. But either way, the point is this: it's very important to note. It's that you either advocate for your positions or you back down the minute that somebody comes at you. The minute that somebody comes at you, you can back down or you can advocate your positions and you can hold your ground. What I always admired about Charlie Kirk is that Charlie Kirk held his ground, even when people insulted his intelligence and even when people mocked him and called him names. He held his ground. Now, part of the reason why I am very concerned about the FCC and their community standards, and I keep saying that the Democrats will use it against us one day, and people keep saying, well, they would do it anyway. So my point is then shut down the FCC. And I'll get into more detail on that in the next segment. But I just want to play for you a clip of Jen Psaki when she was the White House press secretary. Right now, the FCC only has jurisdiction over what's over the airwaves. What I worry about is if AOC becomes president, God help us, if the Democrats become, if they're in charge one day, not only will they use the FCC against us, I believe they will expand its power. I believe they will expand its power to go after social media and streaming platforms so that they can silence people like Joe Rogan, me, if I'm ever off radio and doing a full-time podcast, et cetera, et cetera. I fully believe that. And to point that out, I'm going to play for you this clip of Jen Psaki during COVID urging that more should be done about people
last
like
week,
Joe Rogan.
The Surgeon General also was asked on MSNBC about Joe Rogan's vaccine comments on Spotify, and he said that tech companies have an important role to play in stopping misinformation because they are the predominant places where misinformation spreads. Does the White House and the administration think this is a satisfactory step?
Our hope is that all major tech platforms and all major news sources, for that matter, be responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19. That certainly includes Spotify. So this disclaimer,
Spotify,
it's a positive step, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out mis and disinformation while also uplifting accurate information. Yeah. It's a positive step, but there's more that can be done.
So you see what I mean? Spotify, as she called it. More should be done. More should be done. And government should be there to do it. Government should be there to do it. No doubt about that. That's what they believe. That's who these people are. That's who these people are. I'm telling you. Joe Biden's chief of staff, Jeff Zients, confessed that Hunter was directly involved in pardons. He went on Jesse Waters primetime last night, and he talked about this fact that Hunter was directly involved in the pardons and everything else. So listen, I mean, this is an amazing revelation here. It really is an amazing revelation. As the investigation continues into the auto pen and the scandals and everything else, we wonder who was running this country. Who was actually running this country in this previous administration? By the way, I just want to make I got to say this every 5 minutes. None of my comments regarding the FCC have anything to do with Jimmy Kimmel. Because the immediate reaction I get whenever I post anything is, but Jimmy Kimmel wasn't fired by the FCC. That's irrelevant. It's a moot point. I'm glad Jimmy Kimmel's gone. But at the same time, the FCC chairman is talking about doubling down on community standards. So two things can be true at the same time. You can be glad Jimmy Kimmel's gone and also be worried about government overreach by the FCC that could lead to more Democrat control over people like me. Two things can be true at the same time. Whether or not the FCC was the reason why Jimmy Kimmel was fired does not change the fact that the FCC could gain more control, which Democrats could then use against people like me or Rogan or whoever. Pick your person. Two things can be true at the same time. I know I'm saying that, and I know it's annoying when I keep saying this. I'm just saying it. I'm not saying it to you. I don't mean you. You're a smart person. I'm talking about the idiots. Anyway, this is from last night with Jesse Waters.
While Trump was overseas, he was asked about his predecessor, the auto pen. Is there any update on the auto pen?
Yeah, it's just gotten worse from their standpoint. The people that used it, and one in particular, one person, was never told by Biden to do it. Only spoke to Biden twice, and that was just talking about the weather, not talking about any order. And he was taking orders from people other than Joe Biden.
Biden's chief of staff, Jeff Zients, testified today. He said Biden's decision-making slowed down during his term. Decisions that took three meetings eventually required four. Jill Biden ordered the chief of staff to change the president's schedule so he could sleep more. And Zients admitted that Hunter Biden was in meetings and directly involved in pardons. Why was he in meetings? And what pardons? All the drug dealers? All 4,000 of them? Was Hunter running the auto pen? We know Joe wasn't.
Well, in fairness, many of those drug dealers were his friends, and some were his suppliers. I'm making the point. That's all I'm saying. I'm just making the point. Nothing personal. Nothing personal about it. All right. As we continue along the show here today, reminder, got a couple things for you to do. Number one, get your tickets. Jack Carr, Monday the 13th. Tickets are moving very, very fast. 1210WPHG.com. Second, register for our huge rally on the boardwalk, North Wildwood, on the pier, October 10th. That is a Friday night. But you have to register, capegop.com, capegop.com. I'll be doing the show live from there that day. Hopefully we can figure that out. And it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm excited about it. There'll be other speakers announced too, including some of our fellow hosts on PhD. But I'll wait until they announce that, since it's their event, not mine. All right. And then the other thing you want to do, of course, is you want to mark your calendar for Halloween, October 31st, for the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right? Those are all things to do. Now, coming up next, I'm going to give you my thoughts on why we should abolish the FCC. Nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel, but why we should use this opportunity to abolish the FCC. I'm going to do that next. I apologize in advance. The audio quality is not as good as this because I had to use a different microphone because I was getting ready to do Fox News tonight. But of course, well, you know what happens. The Zioli bump. Hang on. Wait for it. He's going to be so happy I'm playing this on a Friday night, isn't he? Well, it's worth it, especially considering the circumstances. Here we go.
Jam! All right, stop what you're doing, because someone's about to ruin the guest spot that Rich is used to. Yo, he's funny. He must be making money. But every time he said bump him, it ain't sunny. They cut away quick.
By the way, what is making money? What is this? I wish I was making money. I'm bleeding money. All right, keep going.
And he's ready to speak. Producers in the booth like next guests on Fleek. Rich waits in the wings with his notes all tight. But the segment gets dropped on a Friday night.
Yeah, literally.
Fox says, hold up, Rich.
Literally Friday night. That's okay, because you know what I'm making for dinner tonight after the show? Jersey Black sea bass and a little bit of hanger steak. Oh, yeah, that's right. And when I met, well, not met, but when I saw our friends Loretta her husband today, I'm sorry, my name's Ron. She asked me, how do you do hanger steak? Salt, pepper. Get that grill real hot. Sear it both sides. 2 minutes each side. 2.5, 3, depending on how you like it. I like mine Pittsburgh medium rare. So that's how I do it. But Friday night, that's okay. I'm happy to go play with the kids. Happy to go hang. Happy to do this. It's also possible I may still be on. It's also very possible they may send me a text in 5 minutes and say, hey, jump on from your home studio, which is why I have the home studio. But probably not. But anyway, here we go.
We'll circle back, but the teleprompter's rolling. There's no time to yak. He's sipping his coffee. He's clearing his throat. Then bam, commercial break. They sink his boat. Oh, 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 oh. The Zioli bump is the dance. Do the funky bump. Come on and do the bumpy bump.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the bumpy bump. He's up next, watch him pull that stunt. Do the bumpy bump, do the bumpy bump, do the bumpy bump.
It's not right.
Come on and do the bumpy
no.
Bump. Do the bumpy bump. Yeah, the bumpy bump.
It's not right.
He's up next, watch him pull that stunt. Do the bumpy bump, do the bumpy bump.
Now the good news is this. Dana Perino's back next week. I will be back in America's Newsroom. And the fact that they just asked me if I was free tonight means a lot. Okay? It means a lot. So I'm not upset. You're upset. I'm not crying. You're crying. Okay? One thing I do want to say, though, in all seriousness, though, is that we should be able to have conversations about, I don't know, shutting down government regulatory bodies and agencies without people getting nasty at each other, because there's enough division out there. We don't have to have division within our own movement. You know, we don't need that. There's no reason for there to be division within our movement. The left hates us. We should be able to debate. And that's what Charlie Kirk was all about. Debating ideas and standing for what you believe in and pushing those ideas. And I just have a hard time with the name calling. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Well, I mean, I'm not that big. I'm, yeah, average height. Maybe a little bit below average. Anyway, the point is, I can handle it. I just don't like it. Because I truly believe that it's incredibly important for our movement to stay together. We can have debate. But when did we start insulting each other on this side of the aisle because we have different ideas on things like gutting government agencies and regulations and not expanding government power? When did that become a thing where it became acceptable for one allegedly conservative person to call another names or insults or anything else? And then when that happens, all I can think of is that person is like that groiper that Charlie Kirk confronted. You're not a real conservative. You're not welcome in this movement. And go blank yourself. Charlie didn't say that. I would have said that. That's why, probably why I never did the campus thing. Because people have asked me, like, why didn't you ever do that? Yeah, I admire the man's patience in such a way. I probably would have wound up just cursing most of these college kids out. Like, there's this moment where Charlie gets confronted by this idiot who claims that he's uneducated. And Charlie is self-educated. He read 100 books a year. He was a brilliant, brilliant guy. But I just would have told that guy to go blank himself. Like, many times over, I would have said that. I would have been like, well, go blank yourself and, you know, go take it someplace else. Well, listen to how snarky this guy is and tell me that I wouldn't just immediately go Jersey on this guy. Or, you know what I mean? Like, immediately go Jersey on this guy. Go Jersey Philly on this guy.
Dropped out of college. And your highest...
Community college.
Sorry, your Harper College experience,
yeah,
I apologize.
Barely was smart enough to make it through community college.
Okay, so...
Barely made it through high school,
your
too.
Highest degree level is an honorary doctor's degree from Liberty University.
No, that's true. I do have an honorary PhD.
Yeah, so essentially, what are your qualifications for arguing that college is a scam, or really any having any economical knowledge at all, when likely the vast majority of the students here know more than you about economics? As a whole.
Yeah, I really want to punch this guy in the face.
No, hold on. It's okay, guys. It's okay.
I really want to punch him in the face.
Who's Milton Friedman?
Who's Milton Friedman? I have no idea, and it's not important to this conversation.
Who is Ludwig von Mises?
These are all probably economists, and the same thing.
John Maynard Keynes?
Okay, obviously I know who Keynes is.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
He's the most famous economist of all time.
This goes on for 7 minutes. I would have leapt off the stage, and I would have, and that's the problem. And that's why Charlie, God rest his soul, was Charlie and was able to do what he did. Because the man had a level of patience that I can only imagine. All right, coming up next, why I believe this is our moment to abolish the FCC and why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, the VIP tickets for Jack Carr are officially gone, as I mentioned earlier in the show today. They were gone this morning when I went on to check. But the general admission tickets are there. So if you would like to join us to see Jack Carr on the 13th, please do so. It'd be great to have you with us for our politics and pints. It's going to be a great event, and I'm looking forward to hosting the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Carr. So just go to 1210WPHE.com to get your tickets. 1210WPHE.com, Monday, October 13th. Now, I tweeted the following out this morning, and this is the point that I'd like to reemphasize. This is what I said. Because I'm hearing a lot of this whole, they get it to us, and this has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel, so I want to leave Jimmy Kimmel out of this, because it has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel. This is everything to do with the FCC chairman talking about these community standards that he wants to impose, and going around to these different markets and making sure that everybody's being good little boys and girls. And a lot of the reaction has been, well, they censored us. Now we're in power, so we get to do it to them. And people acknowledge that if we expand the power of government, that it'll come back to hurt us at some point because the Democrats will be back in charge. But the standard reply that I've gotten on social media to that has been, well, we'll deal with that when it happens. Or they're going to do it anyway. They would do it anyway. I've got a lot of that. They would do it anyway. The common theme seems to be, well, we're in charge, so now let's give it back to them. To take our country back, let's give it back to them. So they tried to cancel us. They went after our people. Now it's our turn. So I'm going to propose another theory, another thing to think about. And again, this has nothing to do with Jimmy Kimmel. This is everything to do with the FCC going forward, the power of the FCC, and this whole idea of these community standards. So I wrote the following. Expanding power of regulatory agencies is not the way to own the libs. You want to make sure they can't do it to us again? Strip the power of 3- and 4-letter agencies like the FCC while we have power. The they did it to us argument is exactly why. Don't blow this opportunity we have. Now, a couple ways to look at that. The first one is the emotional reaction of, nah, screw that. We're in charge now. It's our turn. We get to wield power. And so we're going to shut down these biased news networks and these biased news stations and sites. And we're going to do it. And yeah, they might be back in power one day, but they would do it anyway. So let's go for it. Okay. I get the sentiment. I do. I understand and I get the sentiment. There's a other way to look at that, of course, which is this idea of, well, no, to save our country, we have to use this power now to go after these news stations and others that are giving fake news, and we've got to go after them, and we've got to do that to save the country, and this is our chance to do that. And yeah, they may get back in and undo it all and take their revenge, but this is what we have to do to save our country. Okay, that's a reasonable point. I understand that. But my point is, if we do what we said we were going to do, which is to rein in the executive branch of government, something we've been talking about on this show for 10 years, longer probably, if we use this opportunity that we have with the White House, the Senate, and the House to actually rein in the executive branch of government, these three-letter and four-letter agencies, then we can save our country. We can weaken the power of the Democrat Party to be able to come after us in the future. And most importantly, more than anything, we can restore the constitutional balance that the republic requires if we are going to continue being a constitutional republic and not a country that is governed by a powerful and all-powerful executive that just keeps changing parties. We have a moment here, and we can seize that moment. And if we do that, and if we rein in these three- and four-letter agencies, we strip them of their power, it will make it very difficult in the future, when the Democrats are back in charge, which is inevitable at some point, for them to do it to us again. Here's what I mean. When President Reagan was president in the 1980s, he undid something called the Fairness Doctrine. Up until Reagan was president, the Fairness Doctrine existed because the FCC imposed this, and in the 1960s, the Supreme Court ruled it was completely constitutional to require radio stations, of which the FCC has jurisdiction over, to have both sides, to have to present both sides of a viewpoint. In the late 1980s, President Reagan undid that and got rid of the Fairness Doctrine. Congress passed a bill to put the Fairness Doctrine back in place, and President Reagan vetoed it. That then opened up a new marketplace for something called conservative talk radio, thus giving rise to broadcasters like Bob Grant and Rush Limbaugh. The rest, as they say, is history. If the Fairness Doctrine did not go away under President Reagan, Rush Limbaugh would never have been able to launch his radio show because he would have been required, and the stations that carried him would have been required to offer both sides, and it just never would have worked. So it never would have happened. Rush Limbaugh launches a nationally syndicated show out of a market in California in the late 1980s, and then obviously revolutionizes radio as we know it, giving rise to the ranks of many who would follow him, none who could even come close to his talent on loan from God, although they tried, and giving rise to careers like mine, for example. There were several efforts by the Democrats to try to bring it back. Those efforts were resisted. Ultimately, in 2011, under this notion of getting rid of rules on the books, on the federal regulation, federal registry that were not used anymore, they got rid of the Fairness Doctrine for good. So now it would take, theoretically, an act of Congress to bring it back, although I think, given the proclivity of executive branch agencies, three-letter, four-letter agencies, to just make rules, it would be completely within the realm of possibility for an FCC in the future to come around and say that we are reimposing the Fairness Doctrine. Now, they might call it something different. They might cite their community standards and say that one of our requirements is to make sure that we've got both sides represented as per the FCC rules, which I will read you. So under the public interest in broadcasting standards of the original act from the 1930s, provide local news and public affairs, offer political access, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you could make the argument that the FCC could write a regulation in the future saying that in order for programming to be responsive to the needs and problems of their local community, both sides must be represented. And this is essentially then recreating the fairness doctrine under just a different name. They could argue that under the community standards, in order for the needs and problems of a local community to be met, think of Philadelphia, for example. Think of a Democrat FCC chairman saying Philadelphia is a Democrat city and the only viable talk station that's left is WPHT because all the other ones have failed. And obviously WHYY, which is NPR, well, they're losing their federal funding. So let's imagine now it's 4 years from now. Democrats are in charge. Democrat FCC chairman says Philadelphia is a blue city. It's a Democrat city, yet the only viable local radio station is a conservative talk station, WPHT. And the hosts all day long only offer one side. And therefore, in order for us to be responsive to the needs and problems of the local community, we are requiring that that station offer multiple perspectives. Now, immediately, we would all say, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. That's censorship. Now you're imposing government standards on us. And we would all fight that, rightfully so. And we would sue them and it would go to court. But imagine if this rule goes on the books and some federal judge comes along and says, yeah, no, it's perfectly within the right of the FCC under their public interest in broadcasting, the power that Congress gave them to impose that. You've just now given back the fairness doctrine. The thing that we worked so hard to defeat and to keep from coming back using this abstract idea of providing local news and public affairs and airing programming that is responsive to the needs and problems of the local community. They say that we don't meet the needs and problems of Philadelphia because we only offer one perspective and too many of the hosts babble on about national issues and don't talk enough about the local issues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Who's to say it can't happen? So do you want to roll the dice with that in the future so that we can own the libs now? Or would you rather strip the FCC of the power or go as far as what Brian Brenberg said today, which I think is absolutely 100% correct. I couldn't agree more with what he said, and I said it on social media today when he came out and he said, it is time now, let's go all the way, and let's abolish the FCC. Let's do it. Let's go for it. Let's abolish the FCC, and let's do it. He wrote the following. Go all the way. End the FCC. Auction the broadcast frequencies. Quit propping up what's falling apart. Now, if you do that, then you completely turn the airwaves over to the marketplace, to the private sector. You end the monopolies of big corporate media owning multiple stations, TV and radio. You allow for people to be able to cobble together some money and buy stations, buy licenses. You enable more market freedom that way. What about the government regulation? Don't you need to make sure that nobody's cursing on the airwaves or something like that? I don't know. Do you? I mean, really? In this day and age where you've got cable and you've got podcasts and you've got streaming and everything else and people are cursing, I mean, doesn't the marketplace kind of figure that out? I don't want to get in the car and listen to somebody drop F-bombs and curse words. I'm very careful not to say certain words knowing the kids are in the car. Wouldn't the marketplace also figure that out too? Would an advertiser want to be associated with a broadcaster who's just dropping all the dirty words that the FCC now prohibits? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But again, I feel as if the market can sort that out. And you could say, well, what if the kids turn on the radio and listen to that? Hey, listen, I'd be happy if the kids were turning on the radio. That'd be a wonderful problem to have. The bigger problem is kids are not turning on the radio. Kids are going on YouTube and all these other sites that are not regulated and seeing all kinds of content that as parents we're trying very hard to make sure that we keep from our kids. So the radio and TV aspect of it, it would be nice if I had to worry about my future high school son getting in his car and turning on the radio and hearing curse words. But I think the bigger reality is that my son is going to get in the car in a few years and the car is not going to have a radio in it. It'll have a dashboard with apps, but there won't be a radio. That's my bigger fear at this point. So you have this opportunity. You've got complete control of the executive branch and the legislative branch. And you also have a Supreme Court that has been completely consistent with trying to erode the power of regulatory agencies. Why not use this time? Why not use this opportunity to strip away their powers? Why not use this opportunity to create less government? Instead of saying, let's weaponize the government the way they weaponized it against us to get our revenge and now to try to clean it up when we've only got a few years to do that. And we know that they'll just get back in power at some point and undo all that anyway. Why not just take away the power in the first place? Do what Reagan did when he ended the Fairness Doctrine and open up the marketplace for more freedom. Go all the way, get rid of the FCC. A Federal Communications Commission that at this point does not even need to exist anymore because the vast majority of content that people are consuming is not even under the purview of the FCC. Or we can also run the risk of the Democrats in the future waking up to that fact that the FCC does not get to regulate streaming and YouTube and podcasts and everything else. And just like how during the Biden administration, they were naming names of people that they wanted censored for spreading COVID misinformation and lies about the Hunter Biden laptop and January 6th and 2020 election and everything else, they turn around and they say, we need to expand the power of the FCC. It doesn't go far enough. Since so many people nowadays are not getting their content over the airwaves, we need the FCC now to regulate content that is on streaming platforms, satellite radio, cable TV, all of it. And then Congress, when the Democrats get back in power, now take the FCC that we have and they go nuclear with it. And then suddenly now the FCC has the power to come after people like Joe Rogan, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson. Do we want to roll the dice with this in the future? to get some licks now? Because to me, that seems to be a very short-term strategy. A very short-term strategy. Whereas we have the power to rein in this executive branch, rein in this regulatory state, to ensure that in the future, the Democrats don't have the power to come after us. Because they tried in the past with net neutrality, and we fought them on that. They tried in the past with all kinds of different things to be able to have regulation over the non-FCC airwaves. Net neutrality is a great example of this. They argued that it would open up broadband access. We saw it for what it really was. It was an attempt by the Democrats to be able to control the internet and the content on the internet. And then you saw Nina Jankowicz, the failed Mary Poppins musical theater singer, come along with her disinformation board and her Ministry of Truth, and they wanted to set out their standards. The community standards and this public interest obligation, public interest in broadcasting, it changes in the eyes of the beholder. So the Democrats, their view of what is in the public interest is very different from what my view of what's in the public interest is. And then they turn around and they come up with their own rating system. Are you doing enough to educate the public on climate change? Are you doing enough to educate the public on the importance of vaccines? Are you doing enough to engage the public on the dangers of misinformation? Are you doing enough to make people feel inclusive? I.e. the LGBTQ plus IA letter of the alphabet plus numerical symbol community. Are you doing enough to rein in hate speech? These become all the standards the FCC sets, and under a Democrat Congress and a Democrat president who passes a sweeping bill to broaden the FCC's power to now also go after and control and regulate any content, anything described as a show, however they want to word it. And we'll fight them in the courts, but if Congress passes it, and we don't know how that's going to go, could take years, but by then, by the time the Supreme Court finally overturns it, if it ever overturns it, it might be too late. At that point, it might be the end of a lot of careers of people that you may listen to right now. Rogan, Megyn Kelly, whoever else. Pick your controversial, right-leaning host du jour who you know the left hates and wants to silence and shut down. That person, if this goes through in the future, will be subject to regulation. So look, I get it. I get the sentiment. I get the whole own the libs thing. I understand it. But the best way to own the libs in the long run is to weaken regulatory agencies, because that is what they love to wield. They love to wield the three-letter, four-letter agencies against us. We saw that with them profiling us. We saw that with them going after moms at school board meetings. We saw that with them going after Catholics praying in mass. We saw that with people praying at abortion clinics. And we saw that, frankly, with people who were shopping at Cabela's. And they monitor credit card purchases and all the other things that they do. They love the regulatory state because it enables them to bypass the Constitution, to bypass the will of the people, and to implement rules that have the weight of law through regulations. Some of that's been reined in under Chevron, but not fully. And it can absolutely happen again. So think about it. Think about what you want long-term for the United States of America. Think about what you want long-term for this country. Think about the best way to quote-unquote own the libs for the long run. Is it... in enhancing the power of the FCC to go after some biased lefty broadcaster in Memphis? Or is it just getting rid of the FCC altogether so that in the future they can't come after me? They can't mandate that I have a liberal co-host or a liberal show. And if you think it can't happen, then don't, please, use your imagination with these people. Don't let your failure of imagination of what they're capable of stop you from thinking about, or keep you from thinking about the beauty of what it would be like for us to use this power to do what we finally said we would do, which is to rein in the regulatory state, the federal Leviathan, this unaccountable executive branch of government. Just because our guy is president doesn't mean that the executive branch is our friend. It doesn't mean the executive branch is his friend. So this is an opportunity we have, and this is not an opportunity we're going to get again. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And the reason why I keep saying that anything we do, they will do back to us, and is because we know that they've done it. And the number one answer I get back is, well, Rich, they'll do it anyway. Okay, so then take away their power to do it. Take away their power to do it. Smash the regulatory state to pieces while we have the chance, and take away their power to do it. We'll be right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.